Start streaming. We are live.
Oh, we're live to only the most joyous, the most blissful of all experiences, which is life. People say life is brief. I don't get that. Life is pleasurably extended. Every time I think about it. How slow everything, everything is so calm. Just, what's it like, feels like snow. Life is like a snowy day forever. If you got it, see it. If you take a good look at it, it's like a snowy day. Or oatmeal. Feels like oatmeal in a snowy day. I want you to envision that. Brief? Never. I've never felt life being brief. Every day is like 3 days to me. Every night, I feel like the morning was 2 days ago. Since I was born.
Is that for real?
Yeah. I lose it when I sleep bad. They become one day and I feel horrible. When I sleep properly and I get my proper sleep, time slows down. Einstein said time was relative to gravity and space.
What is your proper sleep?
It's like 7 hours from 10, 11 to until like 5, 6. That's my proper sleep. I wake up without an alarm at 5:30. Sometimes when I lay down at like 10:30, I wake up 5:30, not even an alarm, and I get up, cause staying on the bed would probably kill me. The bed bug, not the bed bugs, the bed bug would eat me from the inside, so I can't even do that. The bed is a bug, and I'm trying to stay out of it mentally. And from like 6 until noon, that's a day. From noon until 6 p.m., that's a day. From noon until 5 p.m., that's a day, actually. From 5 p.m. until 10, it's another day. Feels different. Feels completely different. Super slow. I can feel time rolling. Feels great. I love it. I edited a script this morning in like an hour and a half. It was done. Not the one for you. For Biden.
Yeah.
It's 2:40 right now. It feels like the morning was a day ago. Third worlds. Tweeted out the stream, that is. How clean are your hands?
My hands?
How fresh do they feel? Yeah, your hands.
They are clean, actually. Surprisingly.
That's good.
Usually they're covered in, I don't know, tomato sauce or some weird cheese whiz.
What did you do to make the morning feel like a day? I was awake during it. Really awake.
Yeah, wasn't at school. My days are better when I wake up at like 5 or 6. But that's rare.
I wake up and it feels like Mr. Incredible breaking through that lava downpour with a big statue. Eyes wide open. It's 6 a.m. My brain feels pain from the idea of sleep. Palm Sunny, that's a year anniversary of New me. Good brain. April. The best day, always. Best month. April and October are probably the best months. I'm always feeling the best. Feeling like healed.
Time moves really fast for me.
For me, it's slow. It was always like this. Except when I slept poorly. Like, napped. Trip napping kills me. And I miss watching Sopranos. Darn it. Oh. Did you tweet it out?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Gonna probably get some people rolling in.
Yo, Shelby. How's it going?
What's up, Shelby?
You in quarantine right now? What's your deal? When does school start again? Oh, nice. We got like 52 people. It's good. I'm waking up. My voice is no more sleepy time voice. Have you thought about releasing the main videos on BitChute on a delayed schedule? Yeah, I got a cardigan on.
Not while
looking like an old woman. It's spring break for us right now. School is supposed to start back up May 1st. Oh. Oh, mama.
Ooh.
Do you have to do any, like, work? Or nah? Yeah, I got banned from Twitch again. Maguku.
There's no such thing as not a good time to stream. It's always a good time to stream.
Mm-hmm. Mukbanging right now. It's always a good time to mukbang. Oh. Yeah, I've seen that shirt. It's kind of dope. I kind of want it. Did you get any of the money from subs? Don't know. I don't think I can log into my account. I haven't tried though. I slept for only 4 hours today. I slept for sometimes three yesterday like and last night went to bed at like 10:30 and woke up at 10. So like 11 and a half hours.
Oh. Damn.
Still sleepy? You know how it is.
That happens.
You know how we keep it in the Karina Davis household.
Always something related to food when you sleep like that. When you
yes,
sleep
it
that
is crazy, me.
It's food. Who else? It's food related. I eat like tough stuff. Tough stuff. You can get that on Uber Eats. You look up tough stuff. You eat it. Straight up, you sleep for 12 hours. Shrimp rapist. Peacemaker. That's the name of the stream. That's
peacemaker?
The state of being.
No more
peacemaker.
Terrorism. We've made peace
no more
in the
terrorism.
Middle East.
It's peacemonger for now. From now on, peacemonger, peacemaker.
peacemonger. That's what we're all about. What is, like, the opposite of fear? I guess just be peace, yeah. Do you look tired? Yeah, smoking crack. Stay awake. Drinking coffee. I need my coffee. What did you give up for Lent? Video games, movies, TV, YouTube, Twitter, music. That one small cup. Oh, yeah.
One small cup is all you need. Karina. It's Karina.
Content toast and monitor. Eggs. You know how it is?
Better if it were sausages.
I did have some sausages.
You did have some sausages? That's how. That's the good stuff. Gets your brain up and running. Up and walking. 10 a.m.
Is California still making kids learn their super awesome sex ed curriculum? Yes, and it's probably gotten worse by now.
I'm pretty sure California is teaching kids to make all sorts of cool stuff, like quantum physics. And, what is that called? Theosophy?
How to quantum Selena? Jump into gay sex.
How to, yeah, quantum leaping into the fourth and sixth dimension.
Mm-hmm.
The sixth dimension. Teaching kids how to reach it. Showing videos of people doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Praying. Freshmen doing social issues right now? I don't even know what social issues are. What's a social issue? Me, when I tell a joke, nobody laughs. Is that a social issue that you get taught about? My own funny jokes?
Yeah, that's a whole topic.
Oh. Don't be saying, don't even.
Wormhole isn't an anus? You sure about that? Maybe it's Satan's anus. You ever considered that?
Oh. Satan's, the demiurge is stinking.
Oh, man.
We all have seen it. Y'all have seen it. It's all pointless. Everything feels so pointless. I'm in dire pain. There should be rape education. There is rape education. Practice. It's in phys ed. It's a phys ed part of the curriculum.
Yeah.
They teach you.
Yeah, there's a
how
dance.
How to rape yourself. They teach you how
unit?
To rape yourself.
That's rape
you. They actually teach you how to rape yourself. Raping yourself.
Ugh. Yeah, here's this condom so you can not get AIDS while we rape you.
Choke yourself. Here's a noose. Hang yourself. And here's a condom for you to put in your head and suffocate.
Teaching chaos math through gay issues. Gay issues. Yeah, I know of a lot of gay issues.
Yeah, about 1% of the population has them.
G-string theory. That's what they should do.
Yeah, the G-string. Gonna be showing some G-string. Gonna be lecturing. Like a TEDx lecture. What are you cocking? I'm the peacemaker. But what Sophia's... Sophia, what are you cocking in those pots?
Cheese whiz souffle.
G-string.
G-string. Stream is cutting out for me. Well, that's your problem, not mine. No, I don't know. So school is just basically the same for me? Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. Nothing changed. What do you think about the show sex work defense stuff? Obviously, mm-hmm. It's bad, but do you have any nuanced ideas
sex on it? Sex work? Like a gynecologist?
About the show sex work defense stuff? What is that?
Gynecologists, I think. It's a History Channel show about gynecologists. The history of gynecologists and gynecology. Penisologist. What's a...
Yeah, is there one of those?
What's the doctor of the penis? What's the doctor of the penis? Urologist? Isn't that the butt? Well, people will defend their own. That's Stockholm Syndrome. It's Stockholm Syndrome. Background very defending. Cottage. We keep it that way. Whoa, there's a black cat in my room.
It's sort of like watching people destroy themselves and then tell other people, no, they're fine. You don't need to help them.
Stockholm Syndrome.
A really bizarre thing. Because nobody goes into porn or anything like that because they want to.
Can't stay connected. Gay. Well. Sophia, is your connection good?
Yeah. It's giving me all greens on the OBS machine. No water in here? Awesome. No need for water.
I haven't drunk water for years now.
Only black coffee on this show.
Pitch. Straight up drinking car oil, motor oil.
Oh, yeah. Love that. Love the taste of some crispy car oil.
Some gasoline.
Gasoline. Cup of tea. Drinking peach Red Bull. Red Bull. Love me a good Red Bull. Dropping big red ones. I gotta make a stream highlights out of the last one. I might edit side order and also do that today.
Yeah, that's one of the best streams in a while, but, you know, I couldn't even tell anymore, because every single stream has been so good.
Yeah, for real. I've
been doing it like 5 streams a week. All of them fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Started praying. Magoku, God bless your soul. Keep making peace within and without. Dropping red ones.
Keep dropping big red ones for us, buddy. Sonia was telling me that Dasani water has the ingredient for lethal injection in it, so it makes you thirsty. Sonia based in Red Pilled? Wait, what is she talking about?
Wait, how far do these people live from
for real?
You?
Like an hour.
Oh, okay.
She's probably right. I'm inclined to believe her.
Yeah, seems true. Dasani. Where's that from? It's no way. It started with
Dasani water.
Brand of bottled water created by the Coca-Cola company. Oh, it's Coca-Cola? Of course it would do that. A billionaire. Aquafina. Man, I like Pepsi. Is Pepsi Japanese? Sounds Japanese.
Okay, hold up. I think I found something about this.
Public? Oh. Pepsi's public? It's not Japanese. That's weird. I'd expect it to be Japanese.
Potassium chloride and magnesium sulfate. Okay, let me look these up.
Apparently only pill I take, only pill I care about is the quiet pill. Some needs to load the peacemaker.
You got a peacemaker? Gotta buy one.
Peacemaker with a quiet pill loaded with nine nice pills. Permanent melatonin.
Magnesium sulfate is a laxative. They're putting laxatives in your water.
Whoa.
Oh.
I should thank them for that. Makes my whole everything. Yeah, my whole keeps system me regular.
It's got what plants crave, and you know, me and you are plants.
Plants crave laxative? Yeah, I bet they do, because if I take them, they're gonna, well. They would need a toilet.
Okay, it increases water in the intestines.
Oh, so Pepsi and Coca-Cola are both public companies?
Publicly traded?
Public company, publicly traded, publicly held.
Mm. Whenever I fast, it's like I'm on laxatives 24/7. It sucks. Is that like... Actually, I don't know anything about fasting.
If you're talking about intermittent fasting, I spent a little while eating only dinner and nothing else. So... And I didn't have laxative effects going on.
Yeah, gay diarrhea frogs. That's what they're doing. They're putting chemicals in the water to give the frogs diarrhea. I'm sick of this. Yo, Chunky. Hey, yo, Chunky.
This site is so stupid. Well, aren't all sites stupid? You got a www. What the hell does that mean? World War.
Okay, potassium chloride must have something more to do with dehydration.
Western World War.
But if magnesium sulfate makes it draw water into the intestine, wouldn't that also make you more thirsty in the other parts of your body? What the frick is a potassium chloride? Come on. So that's why magnesium gives me the runs? Guess so. All water not absorbed by the intestine goes to waste. I don't know how anything works. Yeah, KCL, I know. Just looking up stuff about it. Fertilizer.
Unbelievable. I'm drinking nitrogen? Yeah, I'm drinking NO2. I'm drinking nitro. That's how I get so quick. It's go-go juice. That's what I drink. Goes hard? Why do you speak like that? You're not from South Central LA. Aren't you like a... You're supposed to be talking like a not like a Hispanic, not like a black. What, are you crazy? Well, I'm done. What are you, North Cal?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Get your language right.
I don't know, yeah, water. It's hard to find water that doesn't taste weird.
Yeah.
Because I guess they're putting laxatives in your water.
Yeah, just get used to it. Drinking straight up laxative water, it tastes
like... Yeah, I'm drinking tap all the time, like 8 cups a day. It's great. Woo! I'm sure I'm doing awesome. There's like extra calcium in it, and it makes the glasses turn white. Wasn't there something like on one of those icebergs, like pineal gland calcification? I also heard Charles mention it.
You don't even get me started on that. Gee, man. Whatever it is that gives you like transcendental experiences, they just like turn into bone, turn it into black bone.
Oh.
Rip it out your brain.
Awesome.
Filter water through calcium carbonate. Well. I filter my water. You already know how I filter my water. Off-brand water bottle.
I should probably get a water filter.
The well? I think my house has a well. Filter with skull. Make filter? Yeah, probably make filter. Clean water. I'm in an apartment, so the water tastes like poo here. Man. Yeah, of course. We talking garbage? Just drink your own urine? We're doing like Bear Grylls.
Aw, come on.
What?
The calcification process is caused by constant exposure to substances like fluoride, which build up in the body over time.
That's
toothpaste,
surprising.
Public water systems, hormones, food additives, excess sugar and sweeteners in your diet, or even regular exposure to cell phones has been linked to the phenomenon of calcifying the pineal gland.
That's crazy.
Can I decalcify?
Yeah, you can. There's techniques for it. I don't remember what they were.
Scat! Sugar, caffeine, scat. Alcohol, and tobacco. Okay.
Not to bust out the AR? Just bust out the peacemaker with the quiet pills.
Thanks for the ice cream, Mr. Monday.
The 0.357 quiet pills. Please.
Me literally brushing my teeth with tap water right now? Well.
Yeah, your teeth certainly need a large amount of it. With the amount of vinegar and salty chips I shoved down my throat, I think my saliva has become permanent acid that breaks down anything. You're like a reptile from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Exactly. Who doesn't brush their teeth with toothpaste and tap water?
That's crazy. Brushing my teeth with wine. That's my future. Barrels of wine. Baking soda and vinegar.
Brushing my teeth with alcohol. Good disinfectant.
What happens if you mix them, put them in your mouth? Baking soda and vinegar.
Yeah.
I literally have not had a cavity in like 5 years and only brush my teeth like 2 or 3 times
a month. Do you eat anything sugary?
Yeah, do you? Brush your teeth with Coke Zero?
I do not eat like any candy, no. Yeah, sense. I think that's it. I much prefer salty snacks. Well, because like, what did no one have any teeth before toothbrushes and toothpaste existed? Actually, no, because in primitive places without like a modern diet, they had like perfect teeth. Because they were just eating meat.
Yeah. Salt so kills all of it.
Their teeth did not decay, nor did they have, like, natural tooth misalignment. Like, everybody has nowadays and has to get braces for.
Oh, my. They died at 25? You still believe that? They probably died at 200.
Yeah, the people in with Western diets did have to get wooden teeth.
I'm pretty sure they died at, like, 400.
Yeah, who lived to 800?
Methuselah? Noah? Something like that. I think Noah, probably. Probably Noah. From the classics.
Crooked teeth caused by a soft diet, yeah.
$777? Yeah, those guys. Around Noah time. Soft diet. You just give them right. Get, you know, just biting down on cement. Get your teeth proper.
Yeah. I guess how would you do that nowadays? Straight up just kill animals and...
Kill them.
Roast them over a Spitfire?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Methuselah. How often do you poop on a carnivore diet? Enough.
I don't think they have constipation. In fact, there was a thing, there was a study they did. Yeah, first couple weeks, which makes sense, because you have to get because now you're relying on fat for digestion, so you have to get it right. They actually did a study on people with chronic constipation, and the carnivore diet is what got them pooping normal. And nothing else did. Like, you can... I don't... Like, over time, I've been eating less, like, fruits and vegetables and whatever. Has not impacted me at all. Like, switching over to protein.
Why I eat broccoli? 'Cause it's tasty.
You don't get, like,
I love
constipated
broccoli.
Or whatever. Whatever gay thing. Opinions on Animal Crossing? Pretty fun, pretty chill. Played some yesterday.
Then you get used to it. Well, once I live on my own, I'm getting it down pat.
Oh. You're gonna need to live on your own with the kind of sounds you'll be making.
Oh man. Oh. With the kind of straight up bombastic noises coming out of my body.
Yeah, I have New Horizons.
What is New Horizons?
New Animal Crossing game.
Oh, okay. Of course Sophia does. Look at her face. Straight neat.
It's basically a woman game. It's basically a female Minecraft.
It's the Minecraft of the girl.
Mm-hmm. So I can get down with it, because it is Minecraft, basically. Fundamentally.
I think my chair is magic. Spins on it.
Is the music good in the new one? Not really. It kind of sucks. It's kind of like royalty-free banjo music. But maybe I'm not on at the right hours.
Didn't know, rather, that we streamed. Because he only knows us from Censored.
Oh, yeah.
Glad to know some people know us off Censored.
Yeah, that's good.
We have a new project, too. .com/Soph, by the way.
Thanks for the lemons. Y'all need to follow me on Twitter so you know what's up. Yeah, I very sparsely eat vegetables now. I'll have like salad once or twice a week. And usually it makes me feel like depressed. It's not good.
The beginning of a peaceful day, peaceful week.
I literally bought a Switch just so I could play New Horizons. Yeah, if you have a Switch, you should also play Super Mario Odyssey, because that's also good, and Breath of the Wild. But I don't think any other. I have some other games, and none of them are really that worth buying. But those three are.
Three, five, seven. That's it, Smith and Wesson. 3, 5, 7. Those are the three good numbers. It's a gun. The best gun. It's on Half-Life 2.
The nice, holy numbers, man.
Nice revolver. That's what I aim for. That's what I'll be aiming.
I want Catherine full body when it comes out in July. What's that? I'm planning on playing Chrono Trigger once, I guess, within a week. Ah, life is almost over, thank God. All right.
I'm feeling like some Minecraft all the time. Okay, so 357 is like 4, it's like 4,500 BRL. Oh, I can get one of those. But I can only buy Taurus because I live in Brazil. What if I buy illegally? I really would like a gun. Nice 357 Magnum. Peacemaker.
Oh, is it like a dating sim?
Yeah, it makes sense. You would like that.
Victor, you're so mean.
Taxi driver mode, yes. All four of them. Nothing else. Potatoes the best vegetable of all time? Eating mashed potatoes, he's steaming. Intro of your ghillie suit video sound like part of the cold. What?
Coldest Winter by Kanye? Catherine is more of a puzzle. I don't know. I'm just reading a thing about it right now. Thanks for the info. I'll get in on the new project. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but at $1 you get what you get in Sensor TV, but
that coffee's gonna stunt your growth, kid. Oh, I'm already stunted.
Stunted mentally. Listen, you get on New Project 2, $5 gets you above tiers, a lot more content. M1 Garand. I'm trying to get an M1 Abrams. And up to you get credits with the higher tiers, and then with $25, you get the Minecraft key. But honestly, you can pay it and then not try to get in a... Just pay it. So you make more money. You don't need to play the Minecraft. Maybe you're old, you don't like playing Minecraft with kids.
I'm 5'2". That's plenty tall in my book.
Hmm? No, Sophia's huge. I've seen her in real life. I'm her neighbor. I look out the window, I see feet. I wonder what Sophia's doing today in the attic. I see feet in her garage. I wonder what her head is going to be looking at in the attic. Her house is just a huge tower.
University? What, do I want to die? No. I'm not going not anywhere near a university. Yeah, I'm not that close to suicide, and I don't want to be. 64 BBW. Oh, I wish. Oh, man. There was like 1 week that I didn't eat. Well, I guess during Lent I haven't been eating much sugar because I'm restricted to water and not allowed to eat sweets. So I've been eating like a clementine. But yeah, limiting sugar helps, I think. I definitely don't feel good when I have a lot of it. A tech school? No, I'm gonna do this. Because I'm dumb.
This is work.
I hate. I was sad when they banned you on YouTube when you started exposing secrets to higher dimensions.
Yeah, that's the secret. I was talking to somebody today about this. There's a guideline on YouTube there, which is like, have any of you watched RoboCop? Like one of the rules, there's like a secret rule. There's a YouTube guideline on channels, and if you're under 13, you cannot own a channel. But only Google employees know this, and I know it because I know a Google employee. He's Indian. He told me that the secret part of the rule is, but you can if you're naked. If you're 13 and naked and posting videos of yourself, then they let you post whatever you want. Mm-hmm. You could be making hate speech. As long as you're a naked child, they let you. You can be an anti-Semite as long as you're
a naked.
Victim of pedophilia.
Yeah. You could be a naked anti-Semite.
Yeah, naked kid. That's what YouTube likes. Yeah, Susan Wojcicki emailed Sophia saying, please, next video. I got some ideas. Why don't we work?
I think we can strike a deal, is what she told me.
Susan Wojcicki said, yo, I FW with the vision. You trying to build?
I F with the vision.
And then she sent nudes to Sophia.
Yeah, I've...
But she did.
I've seen her naked. I wish I hadn't.
Oh!
My nice chair is coming on Wednesday. I can't wait. Hey, university as restraining as the media market sector? What do you think? I'm gonna go work for Hollywood? I got a nice thing right here already. Yeah, child Nazis are not super... down with getting naked. But other children
are not super naked.
And they do. And Susan loves it. How much did the chair cost? $400 all in all. You know me, I'm wise with my expenses. I don't mess around. Alright, I need some water desperately. This black coffee's taking its toll on me.
Alright, I'm gonna get some water too. Back.
Yo, what's up, retard? $3.99. I wish I got a PewDiePie chair.
What's up, Play-Doh?
My Monday is good. I woke up an hour ago. I made the Cardinals in a wing at 10 a.m. It happens. Yeah, we're well off. I'm just making a joke. Like, paying $400 for a chair. But, in my defense, it's gonna last me for the rest of my life. So, I'm not joking about that one.
Have the purchases on your Amazon gone through?
Oh, yeah. Gotta check what my dad said I would today.
Hmm. Gotta check on that. I do gotta buy a new chair as well. Mine is like decomposing.
Exposing my weenus yet again, OBS? I told you not to do this. What is your problem? Like, what is wrong with you?
What is your major malfunction?
Like, who hurt you? Jeff OBS.
OG baby, who hurt you? Jeff OBS. John OBS, you worthless sack. Low IQ. I just took a broken chair from my school for free.
Yeah, that's good. Be Jewish.
Awesome. Back pain.
Yeah, my posture is garbage and my neck is perpetually burning from tightness, so I figured I ought to fix that before I have to pay for back surgery. That's what I remember about the end of school days, is being really tired, ready to go to bed, and also my back burning from hunching over a test in geometry. No, I hunch over on bar stools too. If I sit up straight, I end up putting my knees up, or I just end up, like, slouching again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do online school. At least you'll be tall. Well, I'm already plenty tall. I don't need your help.
Sophia's house has four stories. She's in all of them all the time, simultaneously.
Yeah, for you one day is three, and for me four stories is one. Stop yawning! Stream upside down or release back pressure. Turn the camera upside down too. Yeah, this has like no lower back support. It's basically like a frisbee. Or what is it, a boomerang? Yeah, the back piece on this chair is a boomerang. Online school, at least in school, you can get the whole class not to do the work. Yeah, that's true. There's some benefits in that you can just not do anything. But in online school, you can't just not do anything. I'm getting a standing desk, too. You read sci-fi? I read nothing. Though I have some books that I need to read. Oh, you treadmill desk? So you can toil physically and mentally? That's good.
Man. The monitor is only on while I'm squatting like 200 pounds. Otherwise it turns right off. I squat to use my computer. And I have to have 200 pounds on my back. Otherwise it doesn't even come on.
Yeah, there's like a pressure sensor on your back. What do you read to produce your content? I don't know where it comes from.
Sophia reads the same thing I read, which is the Discord message thing.
Yeah, I think we just talk a lot, and stuff comes from that.
Sometimes I cheat and I look up 4chan X and the topic of that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's about it. Valis is a 1981 science fiction novel by American writer Philip K. Dick. It is one book of a three-part series. The title is an acronym for Vast Active Living Intelligent System. Dick's Gnostic version of one aspect of God. I don't know about Gnostic. I don't like that very much. I don't like Gnostic anything. Because Gnostic means it includes good and evil as a part of God, and I don't like that.
Thoughts on gang stalking? Probably real. No, I'm sure it's real. I'm sure it's real.
Who? On who? With who, by the way?
Probably not just on random people.
Yeah, because that's sort of expensive, I think.
Probably to turn, money, probably to turn important people insane. Why not introduce academic knowledge? What academic knowledge is there? That isn't gay. That isn't just you. It's people telling you to kill yourself because that's scientifically logical. Yeah, stick with the Bible.
Stay stupid.
I think we both had a period of knowledge absorption in 2018, and that's still very sufficient.
Done. Anna Khan. She used to be Ray William Johnson's boyfriend until she went feminist, and Ray William Johnson was like, nah.
Ray William Johnson, based as usual.
Dude, Ray William Johnson, that's the one, like, that's probably the greatest conservative reactionary thinker, entertainer, philosopher.
Yeah, he was one of the first, if not the first people I watched on YouTube.
Ray William Johnson is probably the greatest YouTuber of all time.
Anna Akana, she's 30. She better have some children.
No, she's Asian. Looking for, you know what? Do you know what she's looking for? He is 5'6". That means his IQ is higher.
He's 5'6". Awesome. Yeah, man. Is legal doctrine stupid? Is economics stupid? Is game theory stupid? Is argumentation theory stupid? Yes. I don't know how any of that's gonna save your soul. Or, make you, Yeah, I don't know. is what you learn in university? Yeah, that's all. First of all, that's not even what you learn in university. What you learn in university is how to be transgender and die. But even if that is what you learn in university, it still wouldn't be useful. I think the lectures by Jordan Peterson are the only good university material I've ever seen. Game theory taught me FNAF lore.
That is true.
The game theorists would be better than game theory.
The game theorists. I watch game theory on YouTube, so I guess I've been to university.
Yeah.
I guess I have a diploma.
Bear, Rusky Bear, man. It'll be over in what? 6 days?
Yep.
Don't you worry.
Corona won't be over by then? It'll be over in like 3 weeks. And that's generous.
Hardest facepalm of my life? I don't know. Maybe I'm just arrogant, but...
No, you gotta take
like,
it seriously.
Economics is all Keynesian, Kabbalah black magic. legal doctrine. I guess, for learning how to evade taxes. Yeah. Like, are you gonna be a lawyer?
Like, I've got the general...
Because you can just look up how to evade taxes. It. Yeah. Legal doctrine, that's in the Old Testament. Argumentation theory? Yeah, like I want to spend my life debating.
I know, like, whatever. Studying those things is only useful if you're gonna, like...
If you're gonna economics. Be destiny for
what
a
are you
living?
Gonna be, like... What are you gonna be doing with that? Are you gonna be a... Are you gonna work for the government? You're probably gonna be working with fake... Unless you're gonna work for it. Work with that? Work using it? Or something?
No, our idea of a university is not a meme, because my parents know at least 3 people whose children went to university and they came back transgender. I'm not joking, that's real.
Like, unless you're gonna work
and
with
it's not
directly.
A funny lol thing, their lives are ruined. Oh, that's, my...
Unless you're gonna work with it directly, whatever this thing... Oh, you learn... You're gonna learn about legal, like... Suffice to say that there's only one thing that is right and the rest is wrong, which is
no.
also in the
if you're gonna be if you're gonna be working as a lawyer or as an economist or destiny, those things are useful.
You have to learn
you
a
need
ton of
real,
wrong stuff.
You need real training. You can't getting history lessons won't make you a good accountant. Go to freaking technical school. Don't spend $250,000 on killing yourself. Oh.
The point is, if you're gonna work with something, either beyond all that, it's just university. It's in the word university. It's supposed to be, you know, united under one thing, narrative. But there's no objective truth. And if you're gonna work on economics, for example, you're gonna have to learn a bunch of things that contradict each other. And you're gonna have to employ them when you're gonna go to work. So, really, unless you're gonna work with it, it's useless. Because otherwise, you can just learn a general principle
since,
and stick by them.
Since the 1960s, academia has been decisively postmodernist. They don't accept any meta-narrative or any truth. So, are they gonna teach you a truth if they don't think it even exists?
It paid me off in 3 years working. Well, you're working. Exactly. Otherwise, it doesn't matter.
My childhood sweetheart turned into a socialist drone after university. It was pretty sad. Yeah. She's married with another woman now. Oh, my condolences.
Damn. That's pretty boss off.
Yeah, going bomo. 200k into debt just to become a trainee and kill yourself at age 30 like a boss. Frankfurt School of Critical Theory and Political Correctness have invaded education in America. You're right. Hey, guess what? Man. Married to a woman?
Game theory, like pick up artists, so yeah, like PUA, like PUA.
Yeah.
Universities deconstruct what postmodern theory is all about. Literally anything else to construct.
Construct something in your life. Yes.
That's the whole thing about university is that the useful, even the useful things that you're gonna learn there, especially in things like economics, they're useful, but they're wrong, and they're useful because people wanna. They want to employ, like, wrong theories. Or at least they're forced to do that by the government. Legal doctrine, it's arbitrary. Because that's what they teach you in university, that it's all. It's the opposite of university. Your kids will not turn gay if you raise them right. I think if you raise them, probably it's gonna make such a difference. No one raises kids at all.
How to date men when you hate men? Yeah, I forget the 90% of women are super resentful of men.
Contradict yourself and admit the truth for once. That's the ticket. That's the how-to. Debunking them? Yeah. If you're thinking about debunking, yeah, you can debunk all of them. You can do it Ben Shapiro style. Easy. But the law is still on their side. Especially with money, of course. And be completely fine? Yeah, in the argument. But you say some wrong, you're tarred and feathered. Blanket over your head, raped. Doesn't happen to everyone, happens to a lot of people. Enough so that it's a big risk doing it. No, academics don't know. They have no. They're so. They trust. They're not stupid. It's that they trust. And they don't care about redoing it because they're so old. They're too old to review. Can't afford to do that. That's the boomer thing. I'm too old to just like revitalize my.
I'm too tired to sweep the cobwebs out of my mind. Well, because it does require a certain amount of deadwood burning that is, takes energy to start that fire, to kindle that fire, and then to endure the smoke from it, and then build something new upon the ashes.
I've takes never above met a university energy. Professor who wasn't trying to bang their students, obviously.
Yeah, what do you want to spend your whole life in a school for? You're either a big man baby or you're a rapist.
Army and law enforcement maybe. Officers to hold the same views as we do? Really? The... Whatever. Child trafficking heroin dealers who look the other way when there's, you know, hobos flashing kids. No, some of them that. Do. Some of them do. I'm not gonna... probably more than anywhere else, I'll say that. But to say all of them? Dude, the army gets money from the enhancement of the state. And their entire thing is incentivized by that. Same thing goes for cops. And I'm not gonna join in on the dogpiling of cops, but not good. And not because of anything, it's just because they're really... beside themselves, and because, like, cops aren't stupid, you know. They're you're definitely right, the cops are probably more, they probably have a clearer view on all of it, which means that they know better than anybody how, like, powerless citizens are about how the law operates and the laws they have to enforce. So they're not stupid or, you know, leftist. Of course, they can't be. Otherwise, they'd be dead. But they don't care. In general. I don't blame them. Too much. Licensed sex offender.
Gotta go get my license in sex offenses.
In Brazil, there are cops against fascism. Dude, it's always been that way. They are the epitome of the classic style, like the sort of authority figures you would see 1,000 years ago. They haven't changed one bit. They're just there, glassy-eyed. You know, it's like Pompeii. It's like the soldier in Pompeii, but instead of looking at the lava, they're looking at kids getting raped, and they do nothing. Because they can't. Because if they do, they get straight up prison raped. That's on the positive end of it. The ones that want to do something or try
MPLA?
To do something.
MPLA? No.
But they can't.
Haven't heard of it.
But there's plenty of people who could do something, but they just don't. No, man. Of course not. It's rigged.
What are you gonna do? Vote? You have two options, and both of them are you dying. Good luck with that.
Yeah, I'll go to hell so I can make it into heaven.
Yeah, let me go yell at the people at carnivals running the rigged games. I'm sure I'm going to change the whole system.
No.
Just don't, you don't compromise. Waste your money on them.
You don't compromise. Not even yourself. No compromise. Intransigence. Because if you aim for intransigence, you're going to fail. So if you aim at not intransigence, you're going to, like, straight up go backwards.
There were these African liberators who killed communists who were corrupting their state. Good.
That's not engaging in politics. Yeah. That's engaging in peacemaking.
That's not a political solution. That's that getting no out the peacemaker.
Solution. Now, you have two solutions. Either you're going to be in peace or you're going to be peacemaking. So either you're going to have a family or you're a priest or you're peacemaking. And we don't want to be peacemaking because it's never fun. It always kills good people. We don't like that. We really don't like that. That's why we only do it when it's necessary.
What are you gonna...
join the political system. You know what that means? You're gonna assassinate. Know how much compromise and just letting them cross over the
line? But hey, that's not joining the political system to because the only really way you would change it is by assassinating pedophiles like Hillary Clinton and whoever else. But you're never gonna be able to do that.
You are by joining and trying to work within it, you are presupposing that it's legitimate. You're accepting the principles of it because you're gonna work through it. You're gonna try to get a vote. Taste
of lemon swish.
Nice. Let me get through the vote. Let me try to raise votes. Nobody cares. And whatever you manage to, like, you think people weren't thinking the same way? 10 years ago, 20 years ago, it doesn't matter. People were more effective and better at speaking right-wingers. Straight up. Classic. Didn't work. Because no matter what we have right now is really good at just flipping everything over. And if you try to use that, it's a flipping over tool. It's a eroding tradition tool. You can't use that tool to preserve it.
Mm-hmm. You have to destroy it from the inside. That's why I'm running for president of NAMLA. Yeah, that's a really good analogy. It's Audio Technica AT2020. It's pretty good when you don't use the stand that comes with it, because that breaks it.
Oh, you know, go ahead. Participate. All it's gonna do is make you straight up omnicidal. In a different way, but still. And I'm not talking about losing votes. Cause that doesn't take in time. In time, Kronos, that one isn't your friend. Were you gonna become a Freemason? It's erosion.
Either you don't interact with it at all by being a priest or having a family, or
peacemake.
Rip it down.
Why do you think back then it was the case that, I'm not saying that, you know, monarchy was perfect at all, but why do you think that back then, like, the citizenship didn't care about the king's matters? Those were the king's matters to take care of, not the citizenship. You're trying to involve the citizenship in
focus defense? On achievable goals. Do you think that when this is all over and God wins, that he's gonna do it by getting people to vote for the right guy?
No, they voted for Barabbas to be released.
Or is he going to hang a millstone around the neck of those who destroy children and poison them and cast them into the ocean?
This isn't to knock political people. Because I'm sure that a lot of conservative guys who, you know, say vote Trump, I'm sure they have great intentions. And I'll probably, you know, if I could pick someone to rule, I'd pick them, of course, if I had to. But they're putting their faith. You said that this sounds utopian? Dude, utopian is thinking that what you have right now, the ships, you can make them good. They're not good. The structure isn't good. You can't make it good. Nobody can. It isn't optimistic. Oh, Mr. Kyle. It's bad. Roots, tree fruits. You don't get good fruit from bad trees.
I doubt they'd let someone like me become a judge.
So when I'm talking about utopian, what? having a family and becoming a priest, or that is, instead of a hand. Those aren't utopian. Those are your options for real if you don't want to live as a miserable demagogue. Which is what you end up having to be. Because you're trying to rally votes. Or you're trying to get the law behind you. Don't get into decaying. Don't get into the decay and try to make it stop.
Yeah, because the other one is not. The other one just doesn't work. So, this is the only option. No other option is coherent.
You're seeing a dead tree and you're trying to keep it alive. Let it die. Because whatever life there is, it'll rally around the fertile trees. So, the bad things, let them decay. Build a sufficient enough and resistant enough base.
They'll shoot you in the head. They killed the president. Because he said he was going to take down secret societies. They'll just kill you.
That's what they taught in the 50s. Everything captured. Nope. The best strategy? It's high time preference. Because if you keep the structure there, eventually you're going to die. Who's going to take on afterwards? If the structure is there and it has the power to rape everyone, why don't you think it's going to attract exactly the people that want to use it? Instead of the person that's there, they have all those guns pointed at everybody's heads and children, and they're going to be like, no, I'm not going to do it for 4 years. Take those guns out of people's heads.
First, they're gonna kill you and tell everybody you killed yourself by being a crack addict or something like that.
It's rigged. I'm not saying authority or power is a bad thing. Because you need it.
But the authorities of this world.
But the authorities of this world that derive the power not from God, you can't make them good if they don't want to be good. Be in it, but not of it. Yeah, I'm not saying if you're a right-winger, quit if you're a cop or a judge. I'm saying you're not going to... All you can do is postpone the decay.
And that's good,
if you're trying to do that. But that's like, all you can do. You cannot make it good.
That's not the be-all, end-all, I guess. There's something
and you
better.
Have to be ready that at some point, the power structure that is decaying is going to start persecuting you. And you have to be okay with that. Because if you try to fix it, you're going to surrender to it. Because you're of it at that point.
Yeah.
Your existence depends on it. You can't have that. Save the soul of yourself and your family. Yeah. Don't be hinging on the good of my country, my people. Because you know what? Probably 25% of those people want to die and they don't want to wake up and they would rather burn in hell than wake up. And you have to let them. Because otherwise they're going to get a free ride for the entirety of their life. They're in the good ride complaining about everything. And then they die and go to hell forever. Let them suffer. In this world, so they don't have to suffer in the next one. Peacemaker, peaceful. He tore down. He was everything. He was peace.
You are powerful, but not in the way that you think. We are dangerous. We are powerful. You shouldn't waste your power on.
You're powerless when you play their game. If you're hinging on the good of a power structure or of a nation. Or of the law of the land, you're powerful because you are belonging to God and the things pertaining to that. This is nihilistic. This is the opposite of nihilism. I'm saying don't go wasting your efforts in an abyss or putting your faith in it. All right, Mr. Disco, have a good one. There's nothing more demotivating, and I mean that, demotivating, because if you're going to be putting your efforts towards the thankless, ungrateful whore of Babylon, you're going to become unfaithful because all of your efforts seem pointless, because 10 years from now, I put my life into this, and it had no results. And then what you're going to do is be resentful against the people who didn't join you. Everything would be fine if these right-wingers weren't so lazy.
You think material... You think guns is the epitome of power? Armed men?
Go to war. You think war is good? It's not a rhetorical question.
Armed men in war. Not good, not powerful.
What are you going to war for? Against who and why? How are you going to measure that? I don't mean like men with gun. No power.
That's power? No, that. It's not. It's not. That's power in what? 3D? 3D?
The thing is, if you think that that's it, that you can just figure that out and you fix it. Dude, the things that are... this is something that Romans 13 is actually smart about, which is... You can read it both ways. The authorities of this world are put there by God. And that doesn't mean every authority is just and lawful and good. That means if an authority is a tyrant or evil, they got there somehow.
Okay, the only war you're gonna be allowed to have is one where you die for extra land for Israel.
So yeah, you have armed men under your control. What are you gonna replace it with? Republic? Like, how many people do you think are willing to do that? How effective can you be? Because if you're not effective, then you're going to be killing a bunch of good people. You know what's effective? Families. They are for sure going to get you some children. That's numbers. Defensive wars. That's the thing you're supposed to be aiming for. It's make yourself so resistant and sturdy so that when things go, because they're gonna collapse, so when things go kaboom, you're in a nice position and you let the things meant to decay. You let them. I'm not saying get some men together and go kill Bill Clinton. I'm not saying for you to not do that. I'm saying that is so much more of a pipe dream that it's worthless to be thinking about all the time. You're just going to be filling your mind up with that stuff all the time, and you're not going to do it. Unless you're going to do it, but you're not going to do it. It's not the time for that to even happen. And that's not political, by the way. Killing people like that, that's anti-political. I'm sorry, I didn't mean killing. I mean peacemaking. I'm not telling you to not do that. I'm saying that that's a big pipe dream that getting people in power is going to do. Most likely, you get people in power, they're going to get corrupt. And they're going to compromise on so much. And they're going to be so afraid. You mentioned men with gun, didn't you? Armed men? Okay, so maybe you meant war in a metaphorical way. As attorneys and judges, you decide who will go to jail. Yeah, I'm not saying that you shouldn't do that. I'm saying that don't be thinking that that's gonna, like, because judges and attorneys, they're subordinate to greater things, and those greater things are no greater in a metaphysical sense. They're only greater in power, and they're greater in evil. And at the end of the day, there's only so much you can do as an attorney or a judge. Again, do it. Incentivize people to do it. Make sure that they don't compromise if they're in those positions, but don't expect it to get better, because it won't. The world has been getting worse for the past 1,000 years. Why do you think it's going to start getting good now?
The police and the army? They're freaking getting land. Satan.
And they don't care that much. They're disciplined. They're probably, a lot of them are conservative temperament. But the rates of them just simply not giving a F and obeying no matter what the... Again, what are you going to do with those? What are you going to do with those armed men? Going to rally them around and go kill politicians? Go ahead.
That's good. If you want
to... Watch me try to stop you.
If you want to use them to kill politicians, kill pedophiles, kill Muslims...
Dude, I'm sprinting to stop you from killing Bill Clinton right now.
All for it. But it's very unlikely that you would accomplish that. And it's more... It's better right now to focus on getting a wife, getting some kids, or becoming a priest. Yeah, Swaim has popped by.
Swaim is always with us.
Police where I live have stopped doing anything. Yeah, not surprised.
If you have faith in the police and army to go do something meaningful, then go do it. But I don't think you should put your faith behind that, because it's probably not going
to
come about.
I'm sprinting so fast to stop you from killing Hillary Clinton.
I'm sprinting.
Oh, please don't do it. Oh, don't go kill all those Muslims in a mosque. Oh.
Yeah, please don't. I'm going to cry so much in Discord and call with Sophia watching the video when you do that.
We're going to be crying so hard.
Watching the Facebook video for 17 minutes, I'm going to be crying, and I'm definitely not going to be saying for you to leave and run them over repeatedly over and over again.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be doing that. However, I'm saying don't be thinking you can fix things in a big picture with that, because the big picture, at least what it means in this, you know, on a geopolitical sense, it's condemned. It's a dead tree. You gotta let it die. You gotta let it burn. Otherwise, it's gonna take you down with it. And that's the worst. I'd rather you have a family. Because families are, you know, very close to you. You can really manage it. You can manage it. And that's a big meaningful, those are three people you're creating. You're creating people. And whatever cataclysm that will come eventually, it's much more likely for things to go well if you're raising people. Instead of, you know, jumping the gun right now and trying to do something crazy. It's probably going to end up hurting your side more than it helps. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm for, actually. I'm very much for. Become a cop. Become a judge. Participate in that sense. But don't go becoming a politician. That's what, if that's what you mean by participating in the system, then you might as well kill yourself. But yeah, go become a cop or a judge. Or an attorney, you can really make that mean something. That's cool. I'm for that, but don't be thinking you can make a dead tree come to life. But you can do justice. You should always chase after that. People who don't want to be helped change, they can't if they don't want it. They don't want it, and the truth is, a lot of the people don't want it. It's just a whole problem. We talk about this on the second part of, not on the second part, on How So, which was the most recent video.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you put your faith, yeah, I'm gonna take a stand for white people, I'm gonna endure all these pains for For the white race. Dude, if you're gonna be doing that full time, the amount of effort you put in is inversely proportionate to the amount of time you're gonna be feeling good about white people and feeling good about yourself. Because in a very short amount of time, you're gonna be noticing how many white people wanna die and don't care. And how ungrateful. Because they don't care. They didn't ask for it. They're not asking to be helped. They're not helping themselves. And that's going to make you resentful. So don't... And that's the worst. Resenting your own thing. Mm-hmm. Don't even do that. Do yourself good. And the people who want good. And that isn't measured in a strictly biological sense, at least. Because if you say I'm gonna do this for this reason, if that doesn't work out in like 5 years, you're gonna want to kill yourself. You're gonna want to kill everybody, and you're gonna care about very little. Because you're gonna feel like you're not being rewarded properly. Like nobody cares. And the worst part is that probably nobody does. In the way that you want them to. It's better to have a family. That's probably going to help you more than anything else. This is definitely a clip to go on Stream Highlights YouTube channel. What, all this discussion?
Mm-hmm.
You're good. It's 4 p.m. I'm tweaking.
It's 12, I'm tired.
Little goblins stabbing you in the back of your eyes.
Mm-hmm. It's 12, I'm sleepy. Oh, again.
Don't simp for Satan. Ever. Because he's raping himself.
I had a weird dream about
parachuting into a tower I lived in and stealing food from my fridge while apologizing.
That's awesome. I like dream me, dream character. This community seems very unstable. We're good. We're both good. Don't you worry about us. Playing too much work. I'm so sorry, I need this food, bye.
Fart boomer, you get your stinking hands out of your pants. Thinking about that sort of thing. It's moral to Mary. Maybe she's like a classic goobhead style woman. I don't know if that's even possible anymore, but like, I think that there should be some unemployment money so that, you know, poor people just get money and they vote, you know, for Hillary Clinton because of that. Maybe that's the case. I don't know if those people exist anymore or if they're all insane at this point. But yeah, if that's the case, I don't think there's too much room to care about that. They're just naive like that. I'm in Brazil. If stuff kicks off, nobody cares. Sophia's sitting on a nice big stack of dad cash that she just
think about when you were 35. Hopefully married with kids. That sounds like good. And in that case, why would I don't know, that's such a weird thing. You're a woman, you need to worry about making money. What? I'm sorry. I didn't realize we're in 2020 hell world.
Through both world wars, like there was still business going on, like still radios and stuff.
Well, yeah, there has like to that. Be because people are always at least trading.
Yeah, necessarily. So, don't be thinking everything's gonna. That's what they want you to do. That anything goes down, you stop everything, cry. People don't do that because that's the worst solution. So. When things kick off, if they do, within our lifetime, for real, we're gonna be fine. We're gonna find something to do because there's always something to do. And we might even continue doing what we do right now. Especially as streamers or something like that. So it's the 21st century radio. We're ham radioing you right now.
Mm-hmm.
All of you, all 75 of you.
But yeah, I think naturally both of us, well, you're already on the road to having a family like very soon. Mm-hmm. But this, our work is such that like we can be at home and do that.
Dude, we're good at writing. We can do a lot of that's especially useful in, you know, anything. I know two languages.
COVID-19 news tab on YouTube. Just there's only one video there, and that's the title: "Stop Everything and Cry."
Agonize. Like the Pink Wojak. That's what you. That's what they want you to be all the time.
Yeah.
Pink Wojak. The binary. Oh no. Oh no. I didn't mean to send that away. The binary is first you're this. It's either this or. Let me find the other one.
Yeah, Pink Wojak in a noose with a gun to his head. Friggin' blood coming out of his eyes. Bloodshot eyes. Blood come out of his nose. Does anybody know anything about carnivore here? It keeps coming up for me, and I want to do
this.
But
this is the ideal binary for.
Is there a way not to lose weight on it? Or yeah, or smoking, friggin' hair all over your face, bloodshot eyes, big eye bags. Yeah. They want you to be a doomer.
I'm on AM radio. I'm doing something. I'm writing. I'm editing. If this falls through, and I'm talking about like if the video making falls through, but if it's a really big stage of, you know, prices, which I doubt will happen, everybody will have something to do.
Organ meats?
I'll probably go die. I'll probably go shoot a gun and die.
Can't I just take vitamin supplements?
So yeah, they took care of my end of the bargain for me, because if something kicks off, I'm going to shoot a gun and die.
Yeah, somewhere. I watched Michaela Peterson on Joe Rogan a while ago.
Whatever happens, I'll drive a truck with my uncle. I'll go build. I'll become a construction worker. I can do anything.
Huh.
On the road to a family? Pretty much.
High fat, low fiber makes you have more testosterone. For real. Mm. Which is carnivore.
Once I start receiving in my bank,
yeah, you need a lot of fatty meat.
My mother to eat a shoe, and I'm gonna go buy a bunch of meat and eat it. If she tries to feed me any sort of lettuce, I'll punch her in the head. Oh, it's bad for your vitamins. We can't afford to have you sick. You're obese.
You eat frozen pizzas every night. Oh!
Don't look at me. Disease eyes. She's gonna tell me I'm eating unhealthy. She's got a frozen pizza. And
yes,
like,
eat lard.
Cupcakes.
It literally
she has pizzas and cupcakes in her hand. You gotta eat healthy. You can't just eat whatever.
High fat, actually, high fat red meats make you at lower risk for heart attack. I'm serious right now.
I'm getting my. You're gonna start putting money in my bank. I'm straight up going to the market and I'm gonna be buying myself meat weekly.
Mm-hmm.
This is all mine.
Oh yeah, we have tons of we like ordered meat. A freezer showed up at our house full of meat.
Mm.
It's epic.
Can you cannot eat fish in carnivore, can you?
You can.
You can?
Depends on, like, it's basically the looser definition is animal products, so people even go for eggs and dairy products, although I wouldn't do dairy. Yeah, but if I were to do it, I would do eggs.
I don't like eggs. I'd probably just go for... Because that just solves the problem of not eating red meat Friday. Just eat fish.
Like yeah.
a madman. I don't care. That woman, you don't know the garbage she eats. So I'm going to caution to the wind and I'll straight up. Oh, you're going to die. Really? She tells me she thinks I'm going to die. All the time. I'm taking cold showers. I'm going to get sick. It's 15 Celsius. I'm taking cold showers. Scrubbing my back. Ask Michaela Peterson.
Okay, yeah, Michaela. So it seems like you have to ride it out for the first 2 weeks. Mentally and physically,
I'll
you're going to be...
I'll defecate, all right.
Yeah, you're going to defecate, and your mind is going to be like, whoa, because you have never gotten energy without carbs before.
Michaela Peterson is just saying, like, yeah, this just will work for me. And then Kiefler saying, sweetie, that's very irresponsible and seriously harmful.
I feel better than I've ever felt in my life. My arthritis is gone. My gut... Sweetie, that's irresponsible. You're gonna
die. That's irresponsible, okay? You're gonna die. You're gonna die. Think about death a lot. Think about yourself dying.
Get back on sad diet.
Oh, okay.
Get back on sad.
I'm gonna be thinking about my death. No.
And not eating for 5, 10, 20 days, it's different. Yeah. I'm quite interested in stuff like that, but I'm very low, I'm very underweight.
Straight up fasting, no eating at all?
Yeah, there are people like people will talk about like mental clarity and all sorts of stuff like that.
How long could I do that?
I think a guy went like something like 300 days without eating anything.
That is impossible.
I think because he was super fat.
Oh.
His body used all the fat he was storing as fuel for 300 days.
Angus Barbieri, 382 days without eating. Yeah, he went from really fat to really skinny.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't die.
Wait, what's his name?
Angus Barbieri. The Italian fella. Sheesh. Brilliant. Great.
Crazy, man. Awesome. You just took vitamins, yeah. Why are you so underweight? I don't know.
Nick Fuentes diet, Big Macs. Dude, I'm already on that one. Big Mac and Pepsi. Whopper and Pepsi. That's my diet.
I don't know. I don't eat. Like, I eat a pretty good amount. I just can't gain any weight. I'm stuck around, like, 96 pounds.
Dude, real Liam Johnson. He's like the Uber munch.
It's like Mediterranean kind of igga.
He's like always so successful with his funny music stuff.
Yeah.
Like he makes anything in 600,000 views. And he's dating a nice redhead girl now. Hopefully she's not insane. Generally like Middle Eastern, North African, not Arabs, the good kind,
What's my
where.
ethnicity? Slavic and Finnish. Or yeah, Ukrainian and Finnish. That's why I'm square-headed. Straight up
Yep.
Finnish phenotype.
I don't know. There's something about like, almost. It's almost like Ray William Johnson. It's like people like Ray William Johnson get closer to like Mediterranean.
I think actually my dad is like no, my dad is 100% Finnish. Straight up. And my mom is a mix of all sorts of like Slavic stuff, so they maybe that's why both me and my brother look like are just carbon copies of my dad. Strong genes, man.
How is William Johnson so good at what he does? He's a freaking genius. This is Ray William Johnson. I must join the movement, superhuman. With the U's replaced by V's, that's pretty Europa. That's pretty fashy-goy type. So I'm cool with that. I'm liking that. Ray William Johnson, I'm with you. You can clip this. You can just send it to Ray William Johnson, tell him I'm cool, like he is.
Daily motivation, self-development. Wow, this is like self-improvement general.
Yeah. Thulean perspective, dude. To the trees with Varg. I'm watching Ray William Johnson. Cause I'm watching
What type of plants
let's
does
see.
Jordan Peterson eat in his carnivore diet? None.
None.
He eats only beef, salt, water.
What kind of plants? He eats fish, which is a vegetable. I watch what's his name? Wes Watson. Wes Watson, Ray William Johnson. They're both great. Loving it. Dude's got a girl. Hope he has a kid soon. His kid is probably gonna look white. Calling it right now. He looks way too Mediterranean and he's not tan enough to throw that off. This kid is probably gonna look white. He told Joe Rogan he ate only meat and greens. No, for a while before he went full carnivore, he ate meat and greens.
Xanax and steak. Haha.
Yeah, putting that in my steak. His wife wasn't on a diet, or you retard.
Oh my. You know what? Guess what, man? I'm
Got
sick of
beer on
it.
your name? What are you, one of the Groypers too? You're a
Yeah, the
Groyper?
Groyper Army.
The Groyper Army reporting to duty.
My dad is brown and my mom is white, and I look white. You're lucky.
Well, one of my iggas, I guess. What's up, my igga? High five. Obama's a white man? Tell me something I don't know. It's weird because Ray William Johnson's stuff is so like, it looks so anachronistic and corny, yet it wore. I don't care about people making fun of him. Don't care. I'm voting Ray William Johnson 2024 in America, and I'm not even a citizen. There's that video of him saying the N-word with the lightsaber.
Huh?
Based and red-pilled.
Wait, what?
You ever seen that one? Ray
No.
William Johnson saying the N-word and pulling out a lightsaber?
I want to see that.
Hold up. I'll send it to you.
Morality matters, melanin doesn't. Another guy with bear in his name. Are you the guy I just deleted? I muted?
No, I saw him before, but it's just Owen Benjamin guys. I have no problem like with any of that. I don't know why it's so annoying. He says it so comfortably too. It's unbelievable. So I'm sorry, I sent you the like the weird version. Hold up.
Oh, okay.
Just check the last one and enjoy
Okay.
it. It's
Awesome.
so beautiful.
Damn,
Yeah, powerful, powerful.
nigga.
Yeah, play it for everyone.
Right, yeah. Perfect.
Real man.
Oh, wrong one. There
Master race. Ray William Johnson, master race.
we are.
Whatever he is, I want to be like, Israelite is son of Israel. I want to be like a Ray William Johnsonite.
A Johnsonite?
I would love it if my grandchildren were Johnsonite. Looking forward to that. Realist ego. You know what? I want my utopia would be like Ian from Smosh with Ray William Johnson. And then Nice Peter and Epic Lloyd. Honestly, I would play. I would like, if I was rich, I would just give him $1 million. I'll just give him 50 million to work together every year.
Ray, I'll do that. Is yeah, still has a YouTube channel.
Look, I want to send this out to Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos, you can keep raping me and stealing all my money and sending me email death threats. But all I'm asking is that you use like 50 million of your fortune to just give it to Ray William Johnson, Ian from Smosh, and then the Epic Rap Battle for Epic Rap Battles of History guys, so that they work together. I will literally, dude, I'll let you take all my money. I'll let you rape me and my family. I'm fine with that. I'll let you put me in jail for tax evasion. Whatever, man. Just do that for me. Never heard of the guy? Because you're not our age. Any hating, that's one thing I won't tolerate. Any hating on Jordan Peterson. It's just, he's a gatekeeper. He worked for the UN. I'm not even thinking about it. The other person speaking is Victor. Obviously, that's not my real name. My real name is Q.
Yeah, Q Anon. That sounds like a Japanese name.
Q Anon.
Q.
One on the sofa. Sound effects. Anyone who says the N-word is automatically someone I like. Spoken like a true quadroon.
Yeah.
Or is it like half? I forget. You're a half figure? You're a Tommy half figure?
Bone broth.
Man, I wish the world was so good that we didn't need to like any different types of videos other than cat videos and like relationship videos, vlogs. I wish the world was that good. That would be the best. Man. And like Game Theory with MatPat. MatPat, that's the fifth column of my utopia. ERB, Ray William Johnson, Ian from Smosh, MatPat. It's the last person I needed. I knew something was missing. God bless his soul, man. Loving MatPat, loving myself some Matt. We probably should buy some Game Theory merch.
Yes.
Sincerely speaking, I'm gonna put my kids on Game Theory. My kids are gonna grow on Game Theory. Mm-hmm. You don't even hear me, by the way. There's no other person on the stream, so I'm a voice in your head.
Yeah, it's just me sitting here being tired and yawning every 5 minutes. I need to lunch. Good luck, soldier. Blowing chunks like never before.
Oh. What do you guys think about Q? No idea, didn't look, not once. Didn't look, won't look.
Yeah, I need a shower and I need a steak. So I can edit.
We're mad to broadcast if it's possible to fall into a haystack like in Assassin's Creed. Dude, never put him on any... Yeah, me too. Never put MatPat on any sort of like television channel like that. They're gonna kill his spirit. I like him on YouTube the way it's supposed to be.
So speaking telepathically like Galadriel as a dude. Yeah, that's my... You're just my animus.
Exactly. You're animus.
You're just like Tyler Durden in my head.
The best way to cook your steak is with a lot of hot oil and shirtless. Preferably butt naked.
Preferably butt naked on your patio.
Make grilling. Sure to flip the steak. Like you flip pancakes.
Sean Baker is deadlifting 700 pounds as a 50-year-old. That's crazy.
And I wonder, like, how bad is the psyche of Anne Hathaway?
Anne Hathaway? Oh, I think who that is.
Looks like probably raped.
Yeah, Anne Hathaway and, what's her face? Winona? Winona
Ryder?
Yeah.
Man, poor gal.
Poor gals.
Sixty-five people watching. All of you, go on newproject3.com/sof. Donate up to $25.
Flip it every 0.5 seconds. Yeah, that's how you cook it real evenly.
Yeah, flip it every 0.5 seconds.
Just flipping. It's a good workout. In the air. You get a 5-pound steak. Flipping it. Rotary movement. Poor gal.
Epic Lloyd and I are making a podcast? Ray William Johnson, why wouldn't you tell me about that?
What?
He has a podcast with Epic Lloyd from ERB.
For real?
For real. Oh, he had it for 2 whole years and I wasn't aware of it. Ended 3 months ago. Come on, man. How could it be?
Smiling like this. always a shame to see.
Everything on her face is too big.
I sort of...
Oh, I like my women big. Pee Wee Herman face. Oh my god. Man, that's true. Man, God bless these pure people. He's pretty for a psychopath. Aren't all of them? But Hollywood is crazy the way people
work. Anne Hathaway was married to the sex trafficker at one point?
Sex trafficker? As coined by Sophia, the new word, sex trafficking?
Sex trafficking.
Trafficking some sex.
Oh, I'd love
having
to...
sex with the wife?
Yeah. She's 37. Okay, good thing she has some children. Adam Schulman.
Oh, which one?
Adam Schulman. Says she only had one spouse.
Oh, man. This is so crazy. That, you know what? I looked up, like, Ray William Johnson's YouTube channel, and there's, like, a bunch of videos of him just making videos with his girlfriend talking about whatever, like, goofy stuff. And then I go on his ex-girlfriend, Anna Akana, the feminist who he broke up with. And it's like, the the newest video is my dating profile, and it's her on her own. And like the neck, like it's her face looking miserable, and then
yeah,
to the
she's
side,
she's bisexual.
Oh, on half of the thumbnail, it's a picture of her with her legs out, like in her panties or something. Crazy. Talking about dating, you're single? What?
Surprise butt sex.
Loving girlfriend, ASMR.
I saw a post on Insta saying Quentin Tarantino is a pedo because he sucked a 9-year-old's toes or something. It's probably true.
Wouldn't be surprised. She did ASMR of loving girlfriend. This is retarded, man. Oh my god.
For real? I saw the thumbnail for that. I didn't want to click on it, though.
No, you didn't click on it because you were too scared of clicking on it because of how much you wanted to do it.
Oh, yeah, you know me.
I know Sophia, alright. How are you going to give relationship tips when you're single? Exactly. Don't know.
All right, who's the human trafficker? The sex trafficker?
I'm very good at this heck myself.
Do you eat any bread? Only gluten-free stuff. For a long time, though. Because gluten makes me blow chunks, but I don't know, I haven't had any in a while, so...
That should be an ad. Gluten makes me blow chunks. And it's an ad for a gluten-free anything.
Yeah.
Try this gluten-free niggling product.
Yeah. I think she just had a boyfriend, though. Okay, Raffaello Folieri. Vatican scandal. No, I don't got celiac. I'm just, like, retarded.
Some con man? Yeah, of course. You love men like that.
Yeah, Raphael of Holieri. Looks like freaking Benny.
Freaking Benny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anne Hathaway has the phenotype of like a chubby German woman.
But she doesn't have the...
The chub,
right. So her eyes are just really big.
She should be chubby. Mm-hmm. If she wants to get loved by a man properly, like a self-actualized relationship, she ought to start eating right now. If she attracts
lupus,
the right
no.
man.
My dad got lupus, though.
Lupus? He turned into a doll?
Yes. My dad, a werewolf, yeah.
No hair in his head at all, even when he's a werewolf.
Bald werewolf. Werewolf from the neck down.
Oh my, that's funny to imagine. Dude, Anne Hathaway needs to get fat and move to, like, the interior of Germany. Like, the rural areas of Germany. She's gonna find a proper husband that's meant for her there. Just fatten up. Hey, don't you be... Where's the Italian-American fund? College fund. You like your women fat? I don't like my women fat, but I recognize that in order to get self-actualized, you have to fill out your phenotype properly.
Mm-hmm. And she's got the phenotype, like, she needs to have a wide face to fit those big eyes.
Yeah.
Oh!
Chubby. She's gonna look her in a specific... She's gonna look better when she's chubby, if she gets chubby. She looks sick now.
My dad got turned into a dog. And, then I ran over him in my truck. Because I thought he was
my
a gay person.
My dad got turned into a dog and I'm stroking Ernie's red rocket.
Oh, man.
Red rocket is a funny word phrase. Forehead shrunk, my eyebrows are connected to my hair now.
Yeah. That's terrifying. Prospect.
That's the objective.
Yeah, it's the objective and it's terrifying.
You may not like it, but it's, you know, maximum performance. Anne Hathaway, quit being Hollywood pretty.
Brokeback Mountain.
She needs to fatten up. She would look so much better and more normal if she was fat. She's probably puking so much.
Yo, hey, mate. No consonants.
Brokeback Mountain Man. Think that might be the black part of you talking? I wonder who wrote that message. Oh, Chris Potts. That's surprising. I never expect him to say that sort of joke. Like, you ever seen medieval German women and they're fat? Not fat, fat like a pig. Like my 400-pound life, but I mean, like, you know, wide arm, Temba.
Mm-hmm.
Temba style. Look normal. Isn't she, she's probably Jewish. I wouldn't be surprised.
Anne Hathaway?
Yeah.
Yeah, sturdy. There's some term for it.
Proper woman? Proper woman? I look, you know, the whole... I don't look at the whole. Like, you look at the... Usually you can see this in the arm. You look at, like, a woman's arm. You can see if she's, like, dying. Or, like, puking.
Right here, boys.
What did you say?
Yeah, I have dying arms.
Yeah.
Spaghetti. Some word for it. Like stocky. Over here, something boys. Like that.
Yeah.
Over here, boys. Ha ha. That's funny. Heavy yeah. set.
Like a woman that's going to keep the child warm. With
stout.
Her,
with
the yeah, robust. That robust might be a little too big.
Plump. Stout.
Plump. Yeah, that's how you like it.
Uh-huh.
You know that's portly. Good. She keeps a lot to love. That's right. Meaty. You know, punching her sounds like this.
Rotund.
This is what punching her mm-hmm. sounds like. You know, properly. She can keep the child warm inside her body. You got to see through her skin. Healthy looking.
Short and stout like a MF and teapot. Yeah.
She was raised as a Roman Catholic, then became an Episcopalianism? Palian?
Hmm.
And then you just drop that too, because I guess because, you know, on a journey.
Did she keep the child warm while you punch her?
Yeah, that's how I like it. Keep the child warm while I punch her.
Mm-hmm. Waking her up with cold water. She can withstand it. She's nice and warm.
She's screaming.
Terrorizing the wife. So funny. Yo. Modest rodent? Modest rodent.
Minor scrotum?
That's your name now. There's the small intestine, there's the large intestine. There's the minor scrotum, then there's the major scrotum.
Yeah.
More cushion for the pushing. Yeah, when I push her down the stairs.
When I push her out of the roof.
When I push her out of the window, she's going to be able to insulate that baby.
Yeah. Insulate that baby. I guess maybe they shoot a cannonball at her head.
My dad's a major scrotum.
Huge ball. But yeah, Lucas, once he saw his grandpa's ball sack by accident.
Oh, mama.
And it was ginormous. It was him. And lopsided, too.
What do you mean, ginormous?
Like, went halfway down his thigh?
What? No way!
Something like that?
You're kidding! Because it was big or because it was sagging?
Because it was sagging this time. Big?
Halfway,
watermelons?
Halfway down his thigh. That's like longer than his wiener. What yeah, the man. Frick?
Or something like that.
Did you serve under Major Scrotum when you were Lieutenant Corvus? Yeah. Is there like Guinness Book of World Scrotum?
Dude, this is the thing. Like, his grandfather gets drunk, and he just goes to pee without turning the light on. So Lucas, one day, he just entered the bathroom, and he's like normal. He was like 10 or 12 or something like that. He looked to the side, and he saw his grandfather peeing in the dark.
That's so ominous. That's something out of, like, an X post.
Your grandfather singing in the dark.
He knows you're there and you're watching him, and he doesn't even look over.
He does just not keeps look peeing. Over or care.
Terrifying.
In the dark. Doesn't have to aim. Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, that's a Johnny Cash song. Peeing in the dark.
Like 65-year-old man peeing in the dark.
Yeah.
Pants all the way down at his ankles.
Holding on to his wiener for dear life.
Doesn't escape him. Anne Hathaway was the voice of the grandma in Hoodwink. You playing? Crazy! I gotta watch that movie again. It's so good.
What the frick is Hoodwinked?
Watch it. It's like an animation movie that is hilarious.
Oh, okay. Am I multi-streaming? No, I'm only here. Mr. Sutherland, thanks for the follow. Oh, it was distributed by the Weinstein Company.
Oh. It looks like crappy animation, but you know what? It's really good. Banned by Mr. B. Okay, it's 5 p.m. I'm gonna go get coffee. You wanna wrap it up right now?
Gonna
keep going.
Yeah, we should wrap it up. I gotta shower and edit and stuff.
Alright, man. See all of you guys later. Tomorrow. Haha. Bye bye.